coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
Sperm bag of Sounders. Bananas kind of pissed me off.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
Tangerines are whores.
So you can bounce off tackles? You got those
football.
Thick thighs.
Listening to the universe.
Weeble wobbles, weeble, they don't fall down. It's a good running back.
That's right.
What is going on? I can't wait.
I think he's going to go first round. Weeble wobble from Clemson this year. Guy is looking unreal.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Chris.
I'm here, and I'm filling the role of Big Earn today.
And filling the role of Chris would be Jacob Kluber.
Good luck.
I guess I'll just sit here and rant and sound like a crow.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, nice. And they also have with us today, the Jorgensens, Marin and John. Hi, guys.
Hello.
From Fargo Underground.
Which one of us is Jacob?
That's Jacob.
Oh?
No, he's filling Chris's role, so one of us has to be Jacob.
Yeah, you got to be an arrogant prick today, and then one of you guys has to get so drunk that they throw up.
Are you not gonna Are you not using a microphone today?
Well, I'm not driving, so I can get drunk.
There you go. All right.
Excellent.
Wait a minute.
All right, well, welcome to the show again, guys. Welcome back. How's everybody been the past week? I mean, Halloween just kind of happened a week ago,
didn't
it?
I don't think it did anything, but
no.
We handed out some candy a little bit. We don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters.
We were just talking about this the other night. I think all the trunk-or-treats and those kind of things are pulling away the talent. Because we just don't get the trick-or-treaters we used to,
or at least not the
quality level.
Yeah. Right, sure. They just show up with a sock on their hand, like, I'm a puppeteer. Like, what? They get a fucking puppeteer.
I did have a pillowcase this year. Somebody came with a pillowcase.
Trick-or-trap. It's like, wow, they don't even know the lines.
Well, if you're going as Charlie Brown in the sheet, that's a good costume.
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
I think we only had like maybe 20, 30 kids, maybe. Maybe. Oh.
We get the ones that forget to cut the holes at all.
Yeah. Right? They're just walking into things. I can't see.
Yeah, Larry, is that you?
I think I had 3 knocks. That was it all night. Yeah. I don't think my front door light works. I think it's burnt out. So that might have been a cause of it.
Dark houses are scary.
Yeah, even though I had the front door open and I was blaring horror movies out of the TV next to the door.
Come here, get your candy,
kids.
Oh,
that helps. Yeah, right. Yeah. Might as well just pull up a white van and hang out.
Free candy. Yeah.
I don't live on this street, but I could.
Legally, I can't, but I could.
Right. Our friend Molly and PJ, they live on A Street. Here in Fargo, just south of the courthouse and stuff. Holy shit. That neighborhood looks like a fucking movie.
We have a friend that lives there on that street, and he said he was disappointed because he only had like 1,200 people this year, and he said he was down like a couple hundred.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah, A Street is nuts.
Absolutely.
When I was a kid, that's where I always used to go, A Street and 10th Street.
Yeah, he took a little video, and it's just wall-to-wall kids. Yeah. Like, I could have scared so many children. So
they
next year.
They close the street off.
Missed your call.
Do they?
Yeah. They have in the past. They've closed it off just for trick-or-treaters.
Yeah. Well, that's where I want to drive my car. Through a bunch of kids. No, that's not right.
No, that's not.
But it would be fun. I do want to have, I told Molly she has to throw a party next year. She was like, you don't have time to even talk or have a drink. It's just kid.
Yep.
And I went, you don't. But I'll be able to drink freely the whole time and shout at children and jump out from behind trees and scare them, steal their candy.
What was the number that our friend Nathan had?
Yeah, that's what I said.
But I mean, in past years, he said it was down for him this year. He said in the thousands of trick-or-treaters come by. So
crazy. Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. Thousands.
Said it was light this year.
Yeah, it was a light year, and it was 1,400.
Yeah, something like that.
I didn't see hardly any kids at all for trick or treating this year, and I think you're right. I think that trunk or treat and like the indoor stuff was more safer, I guess. in today's climate.
The number of options, too, that they have now. Like, our kids are in their 20s now, but when they were young, it was the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And then trick-or-treating in your neighborhood. Yeah. And you only went to the mall if it was blizzarding out.
Cold out, yeah.
Thank you. You just dated us.
Which we had to do. No, that's true. And now, I mean, there's like, there was, you know, we run Fargo Underground, and we had over 70 events last week.
Jeepers.
Just relating to Halloween. Mm-hmm. Some of those were adult parties, a lot of the parties around town. But a lot of them were kids' things. And, you know, probably 12 or 13 trunk or treat type events during the week.
Now that just to me is weird. It's like, oh, don't go to a stranger's house, but grab candy out of their trunk of their car. I mean, it's in an alleyway behind the mall. Like, what the fuck is happening?
You open your bag, you're like, I got a tire iron.
This is left over from Sears.
Ooh, thanks for the locking lug nuts.
Oops.
I mean, you can't blame them. Your candy per hour, I mean, goes up exponentially.
I suppose. Oh, that's right.
You got to move 10 feet and there's more.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, it's good for parents, but I think there's all these things that do kind of have a negative effect on the community. You know, like there used to be corner grocery stores in all the neighborhoods. And all of those are gone now, and people expect to jump in their car and drive somewhere as opposed to walking down your block to get some bread and a gallon of milk. And that does a good thing for communities.
Yeah, and it kind of brings everybody to the same store in the neighborhood, yeah.
So when you never meet your neighbors and
oh, I love it.
And just get well, they're not all great, by the way. But at least you know them.
Right. Stay away from Rick.
Stay away from
3 doors down, that guy's a fucking asshole.
We've got ours that we avoid. Yeah. But at least we know who they are. So when it's not them, we know it's somebody from outside of our neighborhood.
Yeah, we don't got a crazy